As of this morning, Wisconsin's primary election is happening tomorrow, April 7th, despite a last-minute attempt by Governor Evers to make it mail-in only. Milwaukee voters will choose their favorite Democratic presidential candidate, the next mayor, and Milwaukee County Executive. They'll also decide whether to raise property taxes to better support Milwaukee public schools. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
The referendum would provide an additional $87 million for MPS to spend on educational programming each year. That would be an about 8% increase to MPS's total budget. School board member and former teacher Bob Peterson has been pushing for a referendum since he was elected a year ago.
You know, I've been a harsh critic of the district, but I believe strongly in a quality public school system that serves all kids.
Referendums are one of the only ways a Wisconsin school district can raise additional funds. MPS is one of just a handful of districts in the state that haven't passed a referendum at some point. The last time MPS tried was in 1993, and voters rejected the tax hike. The MPS board wants the referendum money to help lower class sizes, hire more art and music teachers, and support student mental health, among other priorities. Peterson says the coronavirus crisis makes those goals even more important.
The pandemic is going to be a traumatic experience for everyone, including children. And so it's going to be so important that we have the resources, the professionals, who can work with our students after coming back from months of not going to school, whether it's mental health or having things like music and art and library and nurses. This is going to be key for the success and the recovery by the children of Milwaukee.
MPS already serves a high-need student population. The coronavirus school closures that started in March may last for the rest of the school year, leaving already disadvantaged students farther behind in the fall. Wisconsin Policy Forum researcher Ann Chapman says the learning loss students will experience could help MPS make a stronger case in support of the referendum.
We know that MPS already serves a student population that is more vulnerable than other populations in other districts. So this will continue that, if not, you know, exacerbate it.
But Wisconsin is also suffering from a huge economic downturn, with thousands losing their jobs during the pandemic. Chapman says in previous recessions, voters were less likely to approve school referendums, which raise property taxes.
On one hand, they could be feeling like they're already stretched and they have their own sense of economic insecurity and they don't want to pass a referendum. On the other hand, they might realize how important education is at a moment like this and be willing to.
MPS estimates that the referendum would increase residents' taxes by about $160 per $100,000 of property value. Last week, the Greater Milwaukee Realtors Association came out in support of the referendum, emphasizing the connection between good schools and property values. The realtors weren't the only ones offering 11th-hour endorsements. The top Democratic presidential hopefuls, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, expressed their support. Milwaukee Teachers Education Association President Amy Mizialko says those high-profile endorsements mean politicians recognize the importance of public education.
Public education and educators are a huge front burner issue. In this election, as they should be. And so I think, you know, any candidate is smart to throw down and show where they stand in that.
If the referendum is approved, Mizialko says it's just one step towards adequate funding for MPS. The district has a projected $20 million deficit next school year, and it's unclear what impact the pandemic will have on MPS's already precarious financial picture. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.